doesn't really conflict with anything else we're doing, but we normally do have this in our bonding bill, and they are out of money. So go ahead, Senator Vickerman.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate File 227 just puts $15 million into bonding so we can leverage money to work for the RFA. In the essence of time, Mr. Chairman, I have Mr. Borbloom, who runs the program, could explain it a lot quicker than I could.
Okay. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members. I'm Jim Borbloom, Assistant Commissioner with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. I'm just going to highlight three items for your information this afternoon. Thank First of all, how the program works, some of the five programs that are funded with general obligation bonds, and then third, just outline how we repay the debt service on those general obligation bonds. The way the Minnesota Rural Finance Authority works is simply through a partnership that we have with about 400 participating lenders throughout the state of Minnesota. Under the terms of a contract or participation agreement that we have with those lenders, the Rural Finance Authority will buy a portion of a real estate loan, 45% of that loan, carry that loan for 10 years at a fixed rate of interest, which offers a cash flow advantage to the producer, to the farmer, and also provides a greater access to credit because the credit risk is shared by the state of Minnesota through the Rural Finance Authority. In your handout, I believe you have a summary of some of the loan programs that we administer. There are actually five loan programs that are administered from the or financed, I should say, from the proceeds of general obligation bonds. One is a beginning farmer program as well as a seller assisted program that is targeted toward entry-level farmers. A third program is an agriculture improvement loan program that is targeted toward existing farmers who want to improve or upgrade their building sites or livestock handling facilities. A third program, or a fourth program, I should say, is a livestock expansion program that's for established livestock producers that want to modernize their facilities. And then finally is a fifth program, which is a restructure program for farmers who are having financial adversity, cash flow problems, and need to refinance some short-term debt against long-term real estate. The terms of those programs are all the same, pretty much, again, 45% up to a certain dollar amount, $200,000 on the three of the programs, $225,000 on the restructure, and $275,000 on the livestock expansion. One of the unique things about this program, since it was actually established by the 1986 legislature, there have been six different authorizations that the legislature has granted for purposes of the sale of general obligation bonds. Those have equaled or totaled more than $140 million. To date, we have $53 million in outstanding loans, and we've repaid back $124 million to the debt service account for repayment of bonds. So as you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, this is a user finance program. The way we work with the Department of Finance is that the RFA board will essentially authorize pass a resolution authorizing the sale of bonds. The amount of bonds that we sell is really determined by the level of loan activity. Finance has about three bond sales in an 18-month window, and so we try to match up the size of the bond sale with the level of loan activity. All the principal and interest receipts from the loan participations are deposited into a dedicated account, and then that money is used to satisfy the debt service on the bonds. With that, I'll close, Mr. Chairman, and just be available for any questions.
Any questions of the committee? This has been a formality over the years, and we just allow further bond authorizations. So it's really nothing new here. Senator Coring, did you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would so move that the Senate Capital Investment Committee recommend that the Senate Finance Committee consider the passage of Senate File 227, which appropriates $15 million for the Rural Finance Authority Loan Program.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Carried. I think we'll take St. Cloud first. Senator Clark is...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Senator Clark has a meeting she should be at right now, so make it as fast as...
This is very important, Mr. Chair. This is the most important thing in my day.
We have heard this. Now, as the bill is written, as I understand, this is for bonding, and it the motion will be for cash.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
And that will be the recommendation to the Finance Committee. So, Senator Clark, go ahead.
Mr. Chair and members, we have had this in front of you before. This is to do renovation for the National Hockey Center in St. Cloud, in which place there are multiple sporting teams that utilize the space. It's the gateway for our region. It's a tired building. It needs to be accessible, among other things. I'm more than happy to answer questions, but since you've already heard this, I know that I believe Senator Tomassoni is willing to make a motion to make sure that this is done in the right manner and with cash.
He doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, well, you want it to pass, don't you?
Pardon? I do, Mr. Chair.
You want it to pass?
I do. And I have great faith that Senator Tomassoni can help persuade.
We will overlook the.
Better have me do it.
Okay, go ahead, Senator.
I'm open to whoever you want to, Mr. Chair.
Senator Tomassoni.
Mr. Chairman, we took a good look at this in my committee, too, and so we asked a real lot of hard questions in that committee. So I'll move that the Senate Capital Investment Committee recommend that the Senate Finance Committee consider passage of Senate File 292. Which appropriates $11 million to the National Hockey Center at the St. Cloud State University.
Did we have a division?
We've got to vote first. Part of that motion has to be recommending cash.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether you call it cash or...
Let me restate it then. I move that the Senate Capital Investment Committee recommend that the Senate Finance Committee consider passage of Senate File 292, which appropriates $11 million in cash for the National Hockey Center at St. Cloud State University.
Mr. Chairman, could we please make it general fund instead of cash?
I move that the Senate Capital Investment Committee recommend that the Senate Finance Committee consider passage of Senate File 292, which appropriates $11 million in cash from the general fund for the National Hockey Center at St. Cloud State University.
You didn't change anything.
Yeah,
I had a general fund and cash.
Okay. Any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carry. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And the Huskies are playing the University of Minnesota this weekend in St. Cloud on Friday and down here on Saturday. If you're interested in coming, let me know.
Bring your own fan.
Yes, bring your own fan. I do have extra, though.
Senator Solon, there are two other bills that are moving along with this. One is the... Trunk Highway Bonds for Mankato, which has fallen through the cracks for 6 or 8 years. And the other one is General Fund for Rochester Mayo University of Minnesota General Fund. So there's going to be about five bills that are going to be sort of simultaneously moving. We have got three of them. So go ahead, Senator Solon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I thank you for the opportunity to renew our request for state financial support to build a new arena at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center. You've already heard this bill, and Senator Tomassoni's bill heard it earlier this week also. But this time the request is an appropriation of cash from the general fund. This is not the bonding bill request that you had heard previously. It is for the same purpose. Is for the same amount, but this time it is Senate File 258 instead, which is a cash appropriation from the general fund. I am here to stand for any questions you might have, although I think you're all very familiar with it. I have the mayor here with me also in case you have any questions, sir.
So the your bill as written is general fund money?
It is.
Okay.
It's about time we get this project done, and I wholeheartedly support it, and I would be happy to make the motion to approve this and the general fund money.
Recommend it to the Finance Committee. Yeah. Okay, any questions?
Can I just say something? Mr. Chairman, I would just like to just commend the mayor for continuing to be an advocate for this project. I know that you've really... put your neck out there and for your community, and I just want to say publicly that I certainly appreciate what you're doing. You're looking out for the people up there in Duluth, so thank you.
Thank you, and if I could add, the UMD Lady Bulldogs are host to St. Cloud this weekend, too. We'd prefer you go to the ladies' game in Duluth.
You know, there were four requests last time that were somewhat the same, all connected with higher education. Two of them were done last year. The two we're dealing with now are round off the four, and they all do deal with higher education. So the motion has been made. Is there any further comments?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carried. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Let's see, the next
meeting. We don't have
Send the tickets over.
We're going to have one more meeting. We will hear the governor's proposal and
Itasca
County thing on the steel mill. Yeah. So I think probably one more meeting is all we'll have. So meeting adjourned. Good deal.